Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In this morning's Gospel reading, we read two stories or parables Jesus told about seeking and finding, about things that are lost and then found. First, the story of the man with 100 sheep. One goes missing and the man goes searching for it high and low until it's found. The second story about a woman with 10 coins and one is missing. She lights a lamp and sweeps carefully until she finds it. And in both cases, there's much rejoicing when what was lost is found. There are lots of references in the Bible to seeking and finding in relation to God. Seeking and finding are used in two ways. The Bible teaches that God seeks us, people, individually and in groups. He comes looking for us. He pursues and woos us, and he finds us. As well as our gospel passage, there's plenty of others, including Ezekiel 34:11. It says, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." And further on in the same chapter, "I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick." Extraordinarily, the Almighty God takes the initiative, seeking people out, seeking you and me to have a relationship with him. And the Bible also teaches that we, people, can seek God. We can look for him, long for him, and yes, we can find him. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19 says, "Devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God." And in Jeremiah 29, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And one more in Acts 17, "God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out and find him." That was about sending Jesus. And there's lots more. So which is it, that we're searching for God or he's searching for us, or both? Obviously, there's truth in both these ways of looking at the searching and finding that goes on between God and humankind. I've been reading Joyce Rupp, a Roman Catholic nun in North America, on seeking and finding God. And she asks, how do we know when God is seeking us out? And she suggests we may sense the following. A restlessness within us and hunger for real connectedness with God. Deep questions that keep surfacing. A sudden awareness or clearer vision about our life's meaning or calling. An unexpected sense of deep contentment or peace or hopefulness. A yearning for justice. An overwhelming awareness of God's beauty. And how do we know when we are seeking God out? She suggests some aspects may be the discipline of praying and reflecting, the confrontation of fears and anxieties, the recognition and willingness to recognize our sin, acknowledging and truly appreciating ourselves as deeply sinful but deeply loved by our Father God. And perhaps willingness to enter into situations that involve risk and struggle. She concludes, as we continue on the journey of seeking and finding, remember that it is usually a process. It takes patience and faith and others to share our searching with. What strikes me is that Joyce's two lists are remarkably similar. Seeking for God, seeking to be closer to him, is the other side of the same coin as him seeking after us. And the important thing is to pursue it, to respond to it, to him. These two gospel parables about seeking and finding show how much value the person who has lost the sheep or coin places on it. They go to great lengths. And they rejoice so very greatly when they find what was lost. Both show the value of the sheep or the coin. And that speaks to me of two things. the value of each and every one of us to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God sent his only Son to die for you and me. Such a price was paid, as we're reminded of at Holy Communion in a moment. These parables were told to point out to the Pharisees and scribes that they were sinners. They thought they were all good with God, but no, actually, there was a real distance between them and God in their hypocrisy. Jesus came to save sinners, and that included them. So this morning, let's renew our commitment to and enthusiasm for seeking and finding God, being found by him, appreciating the huge price God paid to do so for us as deeply sinful but deeply, deeply loved. And let us respond in living lives worthy of that love and that search. So let's pray. We thank you, God, for your fathomless love that seeks us out. Help us to live in relationship with you, finding you and being found, and to live in love and service in response. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.